2012.
Hey, Eddie, I hear people say all the time that your restaurant is the best restaurant on the Illinois side.
Well, I like to think that your restaurant is the best on the Missouri side.
Well, there's no doubt about that, but they keep saying yours is the best on the Illinois side.
I think yours is better.
Whose is the best, Eddie? Yours or mine?
I think it's yours.
There's no doubt about it. So you're saying that my restaurant's the best, and I'm saying that yours is the best?
I think that's what we're saying.
Well, then I'm agreeing with you.
So now I'm finally right?
No, not really. If you're 21 and you're in the mood, head on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air or go to FastEddiesBonAir.com.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
I told you earlier, I gave you the numbers, and I said you have a chance to get on the board, get your calls in here. Nobody called, so you need to call right now. 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Could be a question about your computer, your iPad, your cell phone, your television. If he knows the answer, he'll give it to you. If he doesn't, he'll look into it. His name is Jose Hernandez. He's brought to you by ORIC and the 7 locally owned and operated ORIC Home Care Centers. They have a lot more than just a great vacuum cleaner. Actually, more than one vacuum cleaner. There's several different models. ORIC proudly presents Jose Hernandez.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Frank.
How you doing?
I am excellent. How are you?
Happy most ridiculous holiday we have, maybe President's Day.
I agree.
Yeah. Because I'm promising you right now that everybody who's off for President's Day, do kids get out of school today? I don't know.
I think schools are off.
Yeah.
And you know that all children everywhere are spending their time honoring the presidents.
Yeah, yes.
Sure they are.
Well, didn't this come about because they didn't want to give Lincoln and Washington their own days, so they combined the
two? Lincoln was the 12th. That's his birthday. And I think Washington was the 20th or 22nd. So they thought, well, let's combine. But why those two?
I don't know.
Why is President's Day only those two? And even if it were all the presidents, why do you need a President's Day? What's it, what are we supposed to be doing?
Acknowledging. Yeah.
Well, we acknowledge him every time we turn on the TV. There's the president.
Right.
I mean, okay, there's the president. So, I don't know. Good for the people who don't have to work today. It just means less productivity for the country, and employers just have to figure out how to make up for the lost work today some other way. So, it is President's Day. And, yes, a little bit of envy in that we don't get off President's Day. Anybody in the room here, Jose, anything for Jose? Nothing?
No
problems? I haven't had any problems that I can think of technically.
I'm getting a new phone that should be coming in a day or two.
Which phone are you getting?
I am getting the Droid 4.
The Droid 4.
That is the newest Motorola.
I still don't even know what a Droid is. I don't know what that means.
It's Motorola's branding. They call it, just like every, there's
so if a
Samsung.
Phone is a Droid, it is only a Motorola.
Yes.
It's short for Android.
Okay.
Now, you decided to go with that one versus the new Razer?
Yes, because the Droid 4 has a slide-out keyboard, which I am very fond of.
Well, keep us posted.
I will.
Jose, what do you have?
FBI has a new warning on bank scams out today. The scheme involves fake emails that the National Automated Check Clearinghouse Association or the Federal Reserve or from the FDIC.
Ooh, that sounds official.
They're trying to trick you into clicking on a link. If you click on the link, the software behind it takes over your computer and the thieves will steal your usernames, passwords, and eventually your money.
Oh.
The idea, if you get email and it looks doubtful, you're not real sure of the sender's authenticity, don't click on anything in it, and always remember that a bank is never, ever going to send you an email asking for personal information.
I get emails from listeners sometimes, and I don't know if it's from a listener because it'll say, have the sender, and then it'll say something like, well, you have to see this.
Oh, yeah.
Wait till you, and it's a link.
That's,
and I never click on it. And
that,
I'm,
That's like a hack like you just had done. It's
well,
the same.
It is or it isn't. It is or it isn't. I'm sure there are listeners who have sent me emails and they wonder, well, I wonder why Frank didn't look at that link I sent him. I didn't hear anything back or he never mentioned it. No, I didn't, because if all you do is say, hey, get a load of this, I'm not going to do it.
Right, because that usually is what the term, the sentence the hackers use.
I'm not going to look at it.
NASA has shut down its last mainframe from the Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama. Clearly, they're not flying a shuttle anymore, so they don't need that.
Hey, by the way, John Glenn, when they're celebrating 50 years since he, you know, John Glenn orbited the Earth three times. So, Jose, I'll ask you this. I just heard this today for the first time. You know what they said his chances of living through those three orbits was?
No.
1 in 6. He had 5 times the chance of dying that he did living through that whole three orbit thing.
Did he know those odds going in?
You know what? That's what I'm wondering, because this morning they did a whole bunch and they showed him. He's 90, and they showed I think it was Scott Carpenter or somebody, and they were running through a bunch of statistics, and one of them was that he had a 1 in 6 chance of surviving, and that's exactly what I wondered. I thought, did he know that? Yeah. Because if you're getting ready, you got the bubble helmet on. By the way, John, before you get on board, hey, man, you got a 1 in 6 chance of making it.
You look pretty
good.
I got to think
he'd go, whoa, hold it. I'm not getting on here.
He looked pretty good for 90. I saw him on the news.
You know what? My guess is that now they can calculate that and they realize it,
right.
But then they didn't.
Those cosmonauts, though, I mean, there was a Russian story, one of the first Russian cosmonauts that went up. He went up knowing that the space shuttle wasn't going to be able to get him back, and he did it anyway. So, because it was something like he wanted to save somebody else, they were going to send somebody else, and he didn't want this other guy to have to go. So he just
he'd die.
Yeah,
he's stupid.
Well, I mean, that was Russia in the 1950s. I mean,
I don't care where
you really
was.
Don't have a. I don't think you had a choice back then.
Hey,
in the Soviet Union days.
If somebody comes to you and says, "Now look, we've never done this before. Okay, we're going to throw you up into space. It is probably going to kill you. In fact, we're almost positive it's going to kill you. Now, if it doesn't kill you, it's going to eventually kill somebody else." And you go, "Oh no, I want it to be me. I'll go up."
I don't think there was a lot of questioning of those
origins. Your Russian accent?
Yeah, well, it was Russia, so they probably just told him to do it.
Right, yeah. He's like, you don't have a choice. Anyway. Yeah, you're going to die anyway. So.
Yeah, you got a point.
Philips Television, their 2012 TV lineup is out. They have a dual gaming television. It's using the 3D technology with the glasses so that the guy on the left sees the full television image, but only for what he's playing, and the guy on the right sees the same but only for what they're playing. Before, they would split the screen half and half.
Wow.
Well, hold on. Do that again.
That is very interesting.
Say that again.
Split the screen half and half.
Two people are watching TV.
Yes. Two people are gaming. They're playing
a game. Playing wearing glasses.
Right.
And one sees what the other doesn't see?
Previously, what would happen is it would split the image down either left to right, so you had a top and a bottom image, or a side-to-side image.
So now they're looking at two different images?
Right. So the guy on the left was paying attention to
the
left
image. That's pretty cool.
The guy on the right was paying attention to the right image.
Yeah, because we just played a game, and my cousin and I just played a game the other day, and it was a racing game. And, of course, it's on a nice big TV, but you have to split the screen half and half because one person has to see their car, and the other person has to see their own car. So
did you forget which car was yours, and you're trying to control, and it's not going the way you want
No. You just remember top or bottom.
Wow.
Speaking of cars and racing games, Nevada has approved self-driving cars. Google's auto-drive cars are in Nevada now.
Well, what does that mean?
It means that they're fully
drones.
Licensed to operate on the highways. They actually have a red license plate.
I told you, I saw a video of a Google camera car going through neighborhoods videoing and no driver.
So actually,
they're drone cars.
A person that's really visually impaired or even blind, legally blind, could have a car and get in a car. And
absolutely.
Go
wow.
That's awesome.
Well, you know what you ought to do? If you don't have a car and no license, you don't have any money, just hang around, watch for that Google car with no driver, and just hop on.
Yeah.
just hang on the side of it and go wherever you want to go.
Who's going to unlock the doors for you, though?
Well, you just hang on to it. You jump on
and
hang on
the
like
bumper
you would,
or
like a street car.
I'm sure there are about 28 cameras on that car that'll shut down.
Google will know you're there.
Oh, yeah, they'll see you.
And last but not least, United States, actually Cisco, has estimated the population of electronic devices in 2016 to be 10 billion of them. The United Nations forecasts the world population will only be 7.3 billion. So 2.7 billion more devices than people in 2016.
Sounds about right.
And we currently download mobile data at a little less than 11 billion gigabytes per day.
That's not what I thought. That would have been my guess.
And your average basic data plan is about 5 gigabytes. So a lot of users.
Jose, are you old enough to remember the Cisco Kid, the TV show?
I am.
You guys don't know what the Cisco Kid was, do you?
By name, yeah, I don't. What is it?
Jose, wasn't it? It was like a Western.
Mm-hmm. It was a lot like Maverick.
Yeah, but there were two guys, Cisco and Pancho.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Cisco.
And in the ending, every show, every show ended, they would say some kind of clever line, and then they'd look at each other, and every single one ended, oh, Cisco, and the other guy go, oh, Pancho.
Yeah,
sounds great.
You know, you'd think after 30 of those, you go, okay, enough with that ending. But that's how every show ended, the same way. You probably want to take some calls.
Yes, please.
We'll start with Gary. He called first. Hello, Gary. Say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose.
Gary, what can I do for you?
I have about a 7, maybe 8-year-old computer, and it does what I need it to. But I'm full on the
porn
on my memory, and I keep deleting, deleting, deleting. And the question I have is, can the software updates that I have got fill up my computer?
Some of them can. I know that antivirus, especially the Symantec Corporation's Norton antivirus, they never delete any of their updates. They just keep filling up.
Right.
If you will go to download.com, which is a CNET website, and there should be a piece of software called Space Sniffer. You can download that, and it will go through your hard drive and tell you where all the big files and small files are, and you can see what needs to be deleted.
Okay, Space Sniffer.
Yes.
Okay. Not Face Sniffer,
Space Sniffer.
I don't do a complaint with either one.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gary. Jeff, it's all yours. Say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Jeff?
I have an Olympia camera that plug into my computer to download pictures. Windows camera and printer wizard used to pop up and I can download my pictures. Now it doesn't. I have an Adobe system, but I really like the Windows camera and printer wizard. How can I get it to come back up again?
Likely what's happened is you've installed something recently or since you were using the Windows part of it, and it's taken over the file association for your pictures. So if you will take a file, if you'll copy one of the pictures to the desktop or one you already have on your computer and right-click it, and instead of open, say open with, and you can reassociate it to the Windows camera and printer viewer.
That's what, okay. That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All right. Jeff. Thank you, Jeff. All right. Paul, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose. How are you?
I'm good, Paul. How are you?
Good. I have an older e-reader. It's an Augen. If you're familiar, I guess they came out, I don't know, a couple years ago. And I've never actually downloaded a book to it. And I'm trying to now. It's saying that the support for that brand is no longer available. Where can I go to get, I guess, a book downloaded, say, to my computer, and then I can download it from my computer to this e-reader?
Huh.
What have you been doing with the e-reader all this time if you haven't ever downloaded a book to it?
Sit in a drawer.
Oh, all right. I don't actually know where you would go and find a book for. I don't know what format it would use. I would like, if it were me, I'd go to Google.
Okay.
And Google the question and see if there's not a user's forum somewhere for them.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you,
Paul. We still have a couple of minutes. Let's go at least one more here. Let's go to Craig. Craig, say hi to Jose. Craig's gone. Then Stan. Stan's gone.
Stan's
Mark.
Gone.
Mark, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose. How you doing?
Hey, Mark.
I run a little computer company myself, and I was just calling. I think you might have given the guy with the camera wrong advice. So I think it might have been the auto run.
The
ERM. And not the file association that was causing his issue. That Adobe Photoshop likes to take over your auto run. You know, he said when he plugged the camera in, it would pull up the Windows printer wizard.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a file association thing. It's an auto run.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
so
man,
I guess if he's listening, if you want to fix that, you would go plug your camera in, go to my computer, right-click on the camera in my computer, go to the Auto Run tab, and then choose Windows Printer and Fax or Tech Print Fax Wizard from there.
Oh, this is uncomfortable.
This is awkward.
All right, thank you, Mark.
Tension. There's tension. There's tension in the air.
Wow.
Tension in the air and on the air.
That was, yeah, that was.
But I like the way Jose handled it.
Yeah,
you know, he just said, well, okay. No fight there. There's no fight here. That's it. Thank you, Jose. And thanks to the callers, and thanks, of course, to the folks at Oreck and the 7 locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers. A lot of terrific vacuum cleaners, but a whole lot of other great products. Tell them your AM and the PM, and that's how you heard about the Oreck Home Care Centers. Give it up for Jose Hernandez.
Have a good day, everybody.
Hey, Jose.
Thanks, Jose. Mr. Londoff is indisposed, as they say, which I hope means he's selling a car. So I get to do his. I don't do the duck call. You know. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And that was without an apparatus. That was just, you know.
Apparatus.
Hey, you know what? That's really not too bad.
No, it's not.
It is. Pretty good.
Try it again.
Wow.
Thank you.
A delayed reaction.
Well, they were still stunned.
Yep, that's pretty close.
Stunned at how good it was. I've told the story before, so I'll tell it again. When I grew up, we only had one new car. In my entire childhood, till I was an adult, till I moved out, and after I moved out, my dad could only buy one new car. And he could barely buy it. He agonized over it. It was a 62 Chevy Bel Air, white, and... bought it at Sibley Chevrolet in Selmer, Tennessee. Doesn't that sound like a rockin' town?
Yeah.
Selmer, Tennessee.
That was one of my first cars, was a 62 Chevy Bel Air.
I tell you, you want a good time, you go to Selmer, Tennessee, buddy.
Woo!
And that's where. I still to this day don't know why we went to Selmer. We lived in Savannah, Tennessee, and there was a town between us and Selmer. I guess... We didn't have a Chevy dealer. The closest one was in Selmer, Tennessee. So we go there, and we're driving there in the car he's trading in, which was a 53 Ford, and it was on its last leg. And we pull up, and they're washing our new car. The back end of it was in the bay, and we could see the soap running down the back taillights, and then the rinse water, and then they're wiping it down. It's the most beautiful car I ever saw in my life because it was the only new car that I ever saw. But after we got it, my dad, it was such a thrill because, I mean, it was as big an event as going to Disney World, because when we piled in the Ford, for some reason, I don't think my mother went with us, but she waved as we went away like we're leaving to go on a cruise or some big exciting thing. Good, have fun, you know, have fun. So off we go 22 miles to Sibley Chevrolet. We get there, my dad said, that's our car. I'm pretty sure that's our car. And my brother and I looked at each other like, whoa, no way. It was the plainest car. Six-cylinder stick shift on the wheel, no air conditioning. I mean, but man, to us, it was like a Cadillac. And then we got in it, and then the salesman does the deal with my dad, takes his old car and gives him the keys, And as we're driving home, you know the feeling when you're sitting in a new car and you look around and you just go, I can't believe.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot believe I'm in this. I can't believe I got this car. That's how we felt about that Chevy. And that's how, you know what, that's how you should feel today when you buy a car, even if it's a used car. You should have that same thrill. And unfortunately, and I don't know what happened over the years, but most people, sadly, dread buying a car. I don't remember that from being little. I remember it as the most exciting thing you could do would be go get a new car. But people dread it. They dread the hassle. They dread haggling. They don't want that routine that a lot of salesmen do. And I know there have been other dealers that go, hey, no hassle, no dickering, no, you know, come on in, we'll make it easy. They say that. And if it's so true at other dealers, how come so many people still dread getting a car? So here's the deal at Londoff. John Londoff, if he could, and he almost pulls this off, would shake the hand of every single person that buys a car there. Now, he can't possibly do that, but he comes close. And if you bought a car and you said, I'm sorry Mr. Londoff wasn't here, which is rare, I'd sure like to meet him. I guarantee you he'll make arrangements to meet you. and shake your hand and thank you for the business. That is not true of most dealers. If I could, but I won't, I'd love to name for you some dealers in St. Louis whose names are on the sign. You will never meet them. Never. They don't want to meet you. I know for a fact. I've heard in private, behind-the-scenes conversations the way they talk about customers, and it is so impersonal, and they're such numbers, and they don't give a hoot about meeting. They want your deal. They want you to sign it, take the car, get the hell out of here, and hopefully you'll come back and give us your service business. It's just lost that personal kind of touch, but not at Landoff. Not at Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. John Landoff Jr. runs that place and acts the way his dad acted 50 years ago. And to me, $10 here or $20 there difference in the price of a car. You know, when you hear dealers spouting off prices, and John does it too, and I've talked to him about it, and I said, well, she wouldn't do that. I don't think people really pay any attention to prices. They care, but they also realize that every dealer is going to be within a few dollars of each other. They have to be. So that's not what this is about anymore, is the price. You're going to get the price. It's about how you're treated. It's about service, and it's about when you go back and when you need something. This is what separates Landoff. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, Washington, Elizabeth exit off 270, where they do, in fact, and have for a long time, owned their building and lot. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
Tim Weiland has a look at the highways, and it's pretty light since it's President's Day in the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center. Tim?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Dan. It is pretty light on the highways, that's for sure. We have had a couple of incidents. They've been cleared. We do have a new accident in Jefferson County. It's on Falcon Drive at 6167. We do have some slow traffic on southbound 270 between Manchester and Big Bend, and on westbound 70 between Mid Rivers Mall Drive and Highway K. They've cleared that accident out there. This traffic report is brought to you by BP. Want to go a little farther between fill-ups? Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. It can help you go a little farther between fill-ups. Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
He has it!
It was one of the most dramatic postseasons in baseball history.
Breeze hits it in the air to center.
Get up, baby. Get up, baby. Get up.
We will see you tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. David Breeze has just sent us into game number 10.
The Cardinals won their 11th World Championship in 2011, and now they're going for 12 and 12. Fans, right now, you can guarantee to see the action at Busch Stadium this year in a variety of ways. There are season ticket plans, party suites, world champion packs, all-inclusive tickets are all available right now. The club is loaded with talent, and Busch Stadium will be the place to be this summer.
What a night!
Fans, this is manager Mike Matheny. When I was playing, we never took your support for granted, and now as a manager, I can assure you that we will always appreciate your tremendous support. Let's make it 12 and 12. Get your tickets at Cardinals.com.
What a team! What a ride!
Working harder but not getting ahead? The rich get richer no matter which way the economy is headed, because today's times are filled with opportunity. If you understand the new rules of money, you need to attend a free Rich Dad Education Workshop coming to the St. Louis area. Based on the teachings from the best-selling book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, this totally free two-hour event will show you how to survive and build security during these hard economic times. We teach why your house is not an asset, why you may not want to diversify, why you may not want to invest in 401ks or mutual funds, why saving money will never make you rich. These are just some of Rich Dad's teachings that will change the way you think about money. Attend this free Rich Dad Education event coming to numerous hotels throughout the St. Louis area tomorrow through Thursday. Reserve your place now at freerichdadworkshop.com or call 1-888-665-9040. That's 1-888-665-9040. Register now and you'll receive a gift just for attending. Call 1-888-665-9040 today.
Additional products and services will be offered for sale.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. Let's face it, our front door isn't the most used door in the house. It's our garage door. The best folks in town to have our garage door fixed is Overhead Door of St. Louis. They have service from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, Saturdays from 8 to 6. They have same-day service if you call before 2. They service all brands of garage doors and openers. Appointments are scheduled within a 4-hour time frame, so you don't have to wait around all day like some companies make you do. They have emergency service 24/7, 365 days a year. Their trucks are like rolling warehouses, with most parts to give them the ability to fix most jobs in just one trip, which will save you money. Ask them about their preventative maintenance program available to extend the life of garage doors, and that's to maintain up to 3 garage doors in any house. They've been in business since 1926. That's Overhead Door St. Louis. Give them a call, 314-781-5200, or look them up on the web at ohdsdl.com. That's Overhead Door of St. Louis.
Is the foundation of your home solid as rock? Not necessarily. The soil that supports your home can settle and shift for all sorts of reasons, from drought to organic decay, and that means trouble. Doors and windows may stick, and cracks can form in foundation walls. You need a helping hand before the damage gets worse. PermaJack is the unique patented system that supports your foundation. Older methods, like simple concrete reinforcement, can continue to sink, but PermaJack is different. A steel pier is hydraulically forced down through the settling soil, no matter how deep. PermaJack is fast, only takes a few days, not weeks. And PermaJack is economical, no future callback expenses. The principle of hydraulically driven steel piers is the same used in stabilizing large buildings. So when your home needs a helping hand, PermaJack. Solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press other options. Is that correct? Press 3. To go back. For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
Durability pays with a Quaker State cash back bonus. Details at QuakerState.com.
Boy, am I glad Dawn Meadows-Dixon is with us today, because do I have something I want to share with you. Dawn Meadows-Dixon is brought to you by the Tool Belt Team. It's a handyman service, and a good one, with a lot of good people who really are good at what they do. Painters, carpenters, plumbers, electricians, you get the idea. Reasonable pricing, thetoolbeltteam.com. Give it up for Dawn Meadows-Dixon.
Hello.
Yay. Hi, Dawn. Hi,
Dawn. Dawn, if you don't mind, first, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
I would like to speak, and then you can take over. So just
okay.
let me say my piece. I was out of town over the weekend, and I saw two movies. One I don't think is in St. Louis yet. It's called Rampart with Woody Harrelson.
Oh, you know what? I have that film. I haven't watched it yet. What did you think?
Horrible. Horrible.
Okay.
Okay.
He
now
plays a police officer.
Yeah. Now let's get to the one, though, that... It's the kind of thing that makes me realize, and I do this often in my life, am I really weird, and is there something wrong with me? And that's what I have to ask myself here. Is there something wrong with me? I saw The Artist, okay? Now, here's the deal. The Artist is a story of a guy who is in silent movies, and then talkies come along, and he refuses to do the talkies. So he's displaced. He's no longer working as an actor because talkies have taken over. And I will say the story of The Artist was a pretty good story. Here's what would have made this a good movie. Sound and color. Okay.
Oh, well,
this thing. My wife and I. 20 minutes into this movie, my wife and I look at each other, and we knew we were both thinking the same thing. Should we just get up and leave? Now, I will tell you that the first 20 minutes is very slow, and then it picks up. But even with that, for the life of me, I am the only person that I have heard, and I asked one day, and maybe I asked too soon, it hadn't been out long enough, is there anybody out there who saw the artist that when you got up and left, you went, you got to be kidding me. It was a good, okay movie. It wasn't bad. I didn't think, oh, how horrible. But I got to tell you, it was no big deal to me. It just was a movie with no color and no sound. That's it.
You may speak for a lot of people who
apparently
feel
not.
There's a reason why we have color and why we have sound. And
I don't get it. I did not get it. And ARDs, I'd give that thing 2, maybe 2.25 ARDs.
Now, really?
The rest
really?
Of the world acted like this is Gone with the Wind or Wizard of Oz again or something. Or, oh, my goodness, how innovative. And how, what are you kidding? And again, I could be really the odd ball here and the only person that thinks this, but I kept hearing people say, now don't have any preconceived ideas because you know it has no, don't go into it that way. Okay, so I went into it thinking, all right, I'm going to see this because I have an open mind and everybody says it's so great. I will not ever watch it twice. If another movie ever comes out because of, and what's going to happen because of this movie?
We're going to see.
Yeah, you know this is going to happen. We're going to see something else now in that same vein. I'm not going to go to it. And I'm not ever going to, because I've seen this one and I don't care to see it again. It
Frank,
wasn't horrible.
What I love about you is you speak your mind, and I'm sure you represent a lot of people out there. It is a different film. When I heard the early word, and what happens by this time, enough people have said this is so wonderful. You go in there, your expectations are so high. And you almost feel like you have to fall into line and say, well, of course.
But
or you
what is
judge
so,
does
but
not
what,
mean...
What is so wonderful about it? Let me address the dog, okay? There was all this talk about, oh, and that dog. Let me tell you about this dog, okay?
Well,
I have seen a lot of dogs in my life. And I've seen dozens of dogs equally as talented, cute, smart as this dog. This dog did 2 tricks in the whole movie. He played dead, and he jumped up on somebody and licked them. That's it.
No, wait a minute. You must have fallen asleep because he did a little bit more.
Well, I didn't see it. I didn't see anything about it. He's just a cute dog that did a couple of tricks. It wasn't that big a deal. He's no Lassie or Rin Tin Tin. So the artist, I have finally seen it. I'm glad I saw it so that I can tell the world this is not as great a movie as some people make it out to be. To them, if it is, then I wish I had whatever it is you have that can cause you to enjoy no sound and no color, because I don't have that in me. So there you go. There's my review of the artist.
Oh, you are so funny. Well, Harvey Weinstein, of course, who produced the film, is, I just read online, they're gearing up to open, I think, 200 more screens this weekend because of the Academy Awards, because they anticipate a lot of wins. They want the public to see it, and a lot of people will see it before they go to their Oscar party. So they are loading up the theaters with the artists. So
yeah, here's what I'm
going to
do. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to cut a record, and it's going to be mono, okay? And it's not going to be on a CD. It's going to be in the old 45 format, and it'll be mono, not stereo.
Oh, with the pops and the hiss and
yeah, with all the crack. And let's see if the whole world goes, genius! This is genius!
Wait a minute, though. Did you watch the Grammys? There was a band, and I don't know who it is, Dan will know, who actually got a Grammy for doing a song that they recorded in their garage with a regular Mike, so maybe we're going back to.
I don't remember. I don't know. I think there are also people. There are people in the world who, when they hear that a movie is great, or it's supposed to be great, or it's hyped to be great, they
right.
don't have the guts to walk out going, "I don't get it." They
well,
want to be, part of the elite.
Yes, they jump on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
I have to say, I'm a little odd, though, because I do like art house films. I love films that are different. I love films that take a risk. I appreciate mainstream films as well. So I was all over this. I love the idea of trying to tell the story without talking.
You know what I kept thinking? The girl in The Artist, the Peppy.
Oh, isn't she fabulous?
No. Let me get to this. She is so cute. And she's so good. But you know what I kept thinking? I wonder what she sounds like. That's all I kept thinking is, wouldn't this be really great if I could hear her? Because I had no idea what she sounded like, but boy, was
now,
she cute.
Now, wait a minute. Tina, and I know you don't want to, but Tina talked about this film before. And we both love the scene, and I don't think this is giving anything away, where she slips her arms into the coat, and he, if that had sound, there was something about that whole scene that became so sweet, it could almost make you cry.
Okay, that scene is fine without sound in any movie.
Okay.
It's a 20-second scene.
And you
but
know,
the whole
really,
movie
some
has
of the
no
best
sound.
Movies, though, don't have a lot of... If you're going to have dialogue, it better be good. Some of the best movies are those that tell the story just by telling the story, and I think that's why this film is so intriguing. I don't know.
Okay.
But it's not for everybody. It's very liking films is very subjective. When I say I like something, everyone says, "How can you like that?" Or
well, normally my wife would go to a film like this, and she would agree with everybody else. She'd say, "Oh my goodness, how spectacular!"
But your wife didn't
even
like
she
it.
Walked out, and she and I had the exact same opinion of the movie. It was a good, not great, good movie. Considering they left out the sound and the color. It was a good movie, and that was our reaction to it. That's
but
it.
But you're probably not going to watch the Academy Awards then, because I have a feeling it's going to get a lot of awards.
No, I'm going to watch them in complete disbelief, and I'm going to sit there and yell at the TV like I always do and go, "You got to be kidding me." That's what I do when I watch TV. And I'm going to watch it because I want to see all the people who pretend that they get it when
but
they
you
really
know,
don't.
I have to say, as far as the script goes, and the Writers Guild gave an award to The Descendants, when I look at the, and I know you didn't care for The Descendants as well as I did, but I love The Descendants. To me, that's a well-told story, well-acted, and I haven't seen anything like that in a long time.
We had dinner the other night. There were six of us, okay? All six of us said the same thing about The Descendants. It was George Clooney being George Clooney.
No!
Not one, and there were three women and three men, and all the women even agreed, if George Clooney's in a movie, they're going to like the movie, but they all agreed
he was not cute in this film. He was not cute. That scene with the flip-flops, he looked like a little chubby old man.
Let me tell you something. Most women think that George Clooney in flip-flops right out of bed.
But in that film, when he cried, those tears, those were real tears.
Okay, what do you have today?
Okay. I'm talking about Act of Valor. Have you heard about this film?
No.
It features real Navy SEALs.
Oh, I have heard about this.
There's a lot of early word about this. I saw it last Thursday. Now, when I went to speak to the Rotary Club, we talked about this last week. There was a military guy there who stood up, and his father introduced him. And he's Special Forces, Navy. So he comes up to me and says, "Have you seen this Act of Valor yet?" I said, "Actually, I'm going tomorrow. Would you like to go? Let me call the ad agency." Got him in with his fiance, watched the film with him. It was such a great experience to see it with this hero. This guy is going for his third tour of duty. He is the guy that's in one of those planes that have the double helicopter things going. I don't know what you call them.
Osprey.
Is that what it's called?
It's called an Osprey. It's a twin rotor. It's an airplane, but it also has two rotors.
And he's called the door gunner.
Okay.
His name is Benjamin. He is truly a hero. He's such a great guy. He said, "You know, I'd love to go." I called the agency, got him in, and we watched this together. It features real-life Navy SEALs. And what's so wonderful about this, you don't have Tom Cruise or George Clooney popping up. It was directed by these guys that actually have done stunts for movies like Spider-Man. Now, it has been criticized for sounding a bit like a recruitment commercial. You know what? I didn't feel that. I felt the action was outstanding. I love to see what these heroes actually do. And you see that the acting was a little stiff, a little monotone, but these are the real guys.
Okay, but are they the real guys acting, or
yes,
are they the real guys doing something they're really doing
and they captured it on film? And you'll know, because as soon as they come on, it's a little stiff, but they're awfully cute. That must be a prerequisite for these Navy SEALs. They are all just... tough guys, and I interviewed some Navy SEALs many years ago for a film called Navy SEALs, and they were very cocky, and they have a reason to be. It takes a lot to get on this elite team, and the story is that they are embarking on a covert mission to recover a kidnapped CIA agent, and so it kind of gives us a sneak peek into their secret world, and the film goes on from there. I'm not going to give you any of the spoilers. I feel anything that has to do with the military, I mean, these guys, they're the ones that put away Osama bin Laden. And I love to be able to go into film. The action was great. The sequences were great. The acting a little weak. But to see these real men who put their lives on the line, I was like, hooray. I said, you know, and there was some walking out going, they should have hired real actors. But it didn't bother me. These were the real guys doing the jobs they do. And it is amazing. I mean, some of the scenes and the things that they do, they go underwater and hold their breath. And I was talking to this guy that watched it with me, and he said, all of that was true to life. He said these guys do every bit of it. And the one thing he loved that was in the film was the bonding these men have before they go on a mission, how they look out for each other, and they've got each other's back. And I told the ad agency, you know, I don't care that the acting wasn't that great. I'm going to give this a hurrah. It's not a great, great film, but it's one that all of us should go so we have a better understanding that when we wake up in the morning and we get on with our day, there are people out there working to save our lives. And
how many
Navy SEALs?
How many ARDs? How many?
Okay, 2¾. That doesn't mean it's not a good film. 2¾.
No, for you, that's like me giving it 3½. Here they come.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Thank you.
I'll get off my soapbox.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye. There she goes, Dawn Meadows Dixon, courtesy of the Tool Belt Team, a great handyman service, thetoolbeltteam.com. You have a... Oh, Bill Clevelin is on the way. He'll be here before you know it. See, what bothered me about what you said was that it's Navy SEALs, but they're acting. See, I thought it was going to be real footage. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think when you take a Navy SEAL and then you tell them to act out a scene, they're not actors. But I'd rather see them actually, you know, they had a camera right there when they were doing, you know, the thing. But it sounds pretty good. I'll probably go see that. Schaefer Auto Body Centers. There are 7 of them. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. I had an email one time from somebody not long ago. I said, how do you spell Schaefer? I think it was a joke. I think the person was trying to just be funny because I make a point of saying S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. And the reason I do that is I know that there are people who go to websites or go to Google or look up a name and they misspell it and then they can't find it and they get frustrated. And they end up going somewhere else. I don't want you to go somewhere else. I want you to go to Schaefer. Your insurance company wants you to go to Schaefer because they want it done right. That car is going to be put back together and repaired. The insurance company doesn't want to have to pay twice to have it done. They want it done right the first time. That's the only way Schaefer knows how to do it. Long, long time I've been taking cars to Schaefer through 5 drivers in the family and multiple, every kind of accident except the really, really, thank goodness, serious kind where people got really badly hurt, but a couple where there were some pretty serious injuries, and then, of course, all the deer strikes. And every time Schaefer has come through, and they'll come through for you, too. And they make the whole process very, very easy, especially if those of you who have elderly parents. They get in a wreck, tell them, do not worry. Schaefer will take all the anxiety away and make it such a simple process. Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
All right, let's head airborne. Tim Weiland is in the Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic. Tim.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Dan. Well, we have, looks like a minor accident. It's off on the right shoulder on westbound 70 just after Shreve. It's on the shoulder, no real slowdown there. Just watch out as you go through. Southbound 270, wide open now from Page all the way through 55. They've cleared that accident. Eastbound 270 at Route 3. Downtown, you're just a little bit heavy as you approach the Poplar Street Bridge in that right-hand lane on northbound 55. It's a little heavy coming in over the Poplar Street Bridge in that 55 exit lane from about the Illinois Bank to the Missouri side. And this traffic report is brought to you by Children's Advil. Nothing brings your child's fever down faster or keeps it down longer. Choose Children's Advil. Relief you can trust. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It, with some good news for our listeners. How many of you listening have an old TV or bulky entertainment center taking up valuable space in your home? Well, then you need to call Pitchett at 314-932-1100 and take advantage of their excellent service, as many of our listeners have. Pitchett provides a residential and commercial junk removal service with very affordable rates. Their friendly staff at Pitchett will arrive at your location, remove your unwanted items, and you don't even have to lift a finger. They'll remove the item from your basement, your attic, anywhere they're located, and then clean up after themselves. Pitchett will provide free estimates. They'll visit your location on your schedule, not theirs, and provide you with a quote on the spot. Pitchett is an eco-friendly, recycling most items within reason, and of course they are fully insured. So give them a call at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100. Or visit their website at pitchitandforgetit.com. That's pitchitandforgetit.com. Senior discount supply.
Bowling, you gotta do it more often. Get to Brunswick Zone in Valley Park, Chesterfield, and St. Peter's and make tonight a bowling night.
from downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey,
Billy.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill.
Well, I hope everybody had a great President's Day today. It's that day of the year. That day of the year we honor some of America's greatest leaders by buying discounted mattresses.
That's right. That's right.
And there's a new website specifically aimed at helping female college students find older sugar daddies willing to support them. Now, if you're a young guy looking for a sugar mama, there's not really a website for you, but all you have to do is hang out in front of Jennifer Lopez's house.
Oh,
you can get a little help. And the underwear bomber sentenced to 4 life terms plus 50 years. Which, ironically, is the exact length of time most men go without buying new underwear.
That's true. That is true.
And finally, this afternoon. That's kind of interesting. Madonna fans are asking Israel's prime minister not to attack Iran until after the scheduled Madonna concert. It'll be interesting to see who bombs first.
Yeah, no kidding.
Bill Cleveland's segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, one last question about the never-ending Whitney Houston funeral. Did you see the nurse with the nurse's cap through the whole thing? Down front, there was a nurse. What was that all about?
Why? I don't know.
Who was she there for? You know, in case Mama Houston had a heart attack or something. I couldn't figure that out. But she had on that, you know, that typical nurse's hat and nurse's uniform. And I couldn't figure out what that was about. But then, when they were walking out, they were flanking Whitney's mom, holding her up like it was James Brown walking off stage, you know, with a cape. I don't know. It was just bizarre to me. We have Playhouse stuff. And we hope you will stay right